Did a religious revival help start the American Revolution? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Richard Chacon, associate professor of anthropology at Winthrop University, explains how the Great Awakening helped cultivate the seeds of independence.
The Great Awakening was a major religious revival that began in 1739 and spread rapidly throughout colonial North America. Revolutionary War historian Michael Scoggins and I, a cultural anthropologist, became interested in how this revival affected the southern colonies. Our research uncovered how this movement cultivated the ground on which the seeds of the American Revolution would sprout. Our work also demonstrates how and why this movement spread so rapidly, especially in the southern backcountry. Most significantly, our research shows that this 18th century revival came about as a reaction to the Enlightenment. The Great Awakening cultivated a mindset that sought to overthrow established religious authority. This revival would make it easier for colonists to overthrow England's political authority. Thus, the stage for the American Revolution was set. Additionally, our investigation documents from a cross-cultural perspective how religious revivals have fueled other revolutionary movements around the world. Revolutions such as the Celtic Druid Revolt, the Mahi-Mahi Rebellion of East Africa, and the Madman's War in Southeast Asia. Lastly, our work addresses the ethical ramifications of minimizing the role that religion plays in fueling revolutions. This final point is important given how some scholars minimize the role that religion plays in spurring social change. Our work concludes that any attempt to divorce religion from history is misguided because it fails to fully acknowledge the belief and values that motivated individuals to act. Recently, our findings were published, but we continue research on the nexus of religion and revolution.
That was Richard Chacon of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.